Kipper was so tired, having played a set at the Infected Rat Club in Libreville, and attended the after party, and then driving the 10.5 hour drive back to Austin, Texas. His body was exhausted, but his mind was still humming from the obscure hallucinogen named E.TLR3.24. He lay relaxed but unsleeping for hours, watching vivid closed eye visuals. Finally, he slept, just missing witnessing his third sunrise without sleep. That's when Spider God called. Kipper dreamt that he was in a bar. It was raining hard outside, and this was some alien world. In front of him, a strange purple drink with boneless, dead, tiny, squid-like creatures floating in it. He notices a sky coming into the bar. Everybody glances and looks away quickly. Very large man in a trench coat. Black trench coat. Black hat. Kipper knows immediately this guy's gonna sit next to him. There's no question. And that's what he does. The bar stool creaking under the weight. Even so close to him, he still can't see the man's face. Only catches brief impressions of red. Stranger starts up a abstract conversation, talking about the Great Alarm, talking about everything breaking down, talking about seizing the program, saying that Kipper here is just the man for the job. I want you to bend it. I want you to bend the Great Alarm. I want you to melt his circuits into self-destructing, screaming, scorch modules. And I want you to find this. A dark red hand. Fingernails almost like talons. Draws from the sleeve, holding a red-white little plastic Santa Claus. This is the first piece. It's not what it looks like. He closes his hand, opens it again, and it's gone.
It's what it symbolizes. It's what the code is.